So, hello, I'm Markus Fallner. Some of you may know me. I've been around the Linux and open source world since 1994. Started with really early with Linux and had three operating systems at the time on my computer. And since the early 2000s, I'm an open source journalist working for Linux Magazine and the Heise iX, a big German tech magazine also. And super, thank you. So
you can use the
wonderful.
Yeah, this one.
Perfect. So I've done a lot of things. I was also team lead at SUSE, at documentation team lead, and yeah, having done lots of things. We don't have that much time, so I better be fast now also. But within this talk, I have a lot of links and hints for you where to go to get much more information, because all of you that are here probably are only here because you heard the term Confluence and you like it a lot, and like everybody does. And we started 6 minutes late, but we have 15 minutes left, I guess.
Yep.
Good. Okay, you ping me 5 minutes before we're done. Thanks. So this is a presentation that is kind of typical for me. I'm going to rush through a lot of topics, but there's a lot of links inside, and you can go and find a lot of things. If you're not a German native speaker, you will find some articles that I wrote that you have to translate. But the best thing is that something we did in December or November last year is a large tabella chart of lots of the open source alternatives to Atlassian. And I'm not going to dive deep into the things that happened with Atlassian and the 15th of February coming up. I'm sure you're all aware of that the support is running out. And so but that's a different thing. I'm going to talk a little bit about knowledge management and about a concept that we found in SUSE in the documentation team that I called agile recursive documentation. And generally, the problem in knowledge management, and that is what Atlassian actually is about, is that we all sort of underestimate the problem. I'm doing this Bush reference on purpose. But it's like an iceberg, and this is probably the iceberg that hit the Titanic, yeah? An original photo that I found. And I've been using it in knowledge management presentations because, like icebergs, there is implicit and explicit knowledge in companies. You have a lot of knowledge that is documented, that is fine, that everybody knows, but there is a lot of Rumsfeld reference, unknown unknowns. Yeah? And in companies, about, yes, there is. And about 80% in companies today is assumed to be implicit knowledge. So knowledge that is there, but nobody knows that it's there, and people just do it. Yeah? And that's just announcing. Doing knowledge management now will not help against that and will not mitigate that in any way, because you have to take the people, you have to, I forgot something. Yeah, the implicit knowledge is also referring to, for example, people that go into in a longer holiday or that go into old age pension and that are gone. And there are stories of, yeah, I can tell a lot of stories about that, what happens when the people are gone and you have to find out what actually did they do and how did they do it. Some people that I know, they had to understand, had a Perl programmer in the company, and the Perl programmer had called all of the processes and scripts of his whole big setup after figures from The Simpsons. So they found a process that was called like Apu. And they were like, what does it do? What does it do? And then they found out, oh, it forks a lot. And and only once they knew this, they could figure out what the whole Perl thing does. But there's many stories like that. But in the end, you have to inspire and motivate your people to follow you. So you need solutions that work, you need processes and software that works and that the people like in your company. So as many as you are here, there will be lots and lots of different solutions in the end, because documentation and knowledge management is teamwork. That's one article I wrote for the Linux Magazine together with my former colleagues from SUSE. It's always teamwork, and you always have to work together, and you have lots and lots of different people in the company. I once heard that when I was a consultant, we are the pathfinders, the mountain guides. We are the ones that find the trails, and then we tell others how to go them. And as we have different people in the mountains, you have the locals, you have us, the pathfinders or whatever, you have the tourists and the locals and other beings. So you have to make sure that everybody understands what you're talking about when you give them a description about something. And for that, we have the engineering part or the scientific background. And this is all, every one of these is so huge and a large topic that you can do university studies on some of them. Knowledge management itself, organizing knowledge, process management, quality assurance, and then all of that basically combined into some things like knowledge process quality management, that is KPQM, yes. And at the end, there has to be a presentation layer. That's what the people see. That's the web editor with which we work. But in the background, you have to do lots of ordering, indexing with metadata. Anybody here who knows the term RDF still, the semantic web and all of that stuff? Yes, that's the background. And then you have taxonomies, terms, terminologies, registers, tables of contents, notations, catalogs. And it's a huge scientific realm that you can read books on each of those. But for a company, it's important that you do the needful, not all. And the representation, showing it to the readers, the customers, is actually the mapping of the information. How do you do this with models, glossaries, how-tos, encyclopedias, documentation? And you see there's already the type, the form of how you present things is coming in with glossaries. And, well, of course, what I'm going to tell you is the way, the right way.